Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice.
You'll know for the past couple of weeks, we have been having a Eurovision song. Some you may know, some you may not know. Some that you love, some that you may not admit that you love. But don't worry, I won't tell anyone that you toe-tap to songs that you don't find cool. That's absolutely fine. But today, I couldn't wait, basically. We have got a shout from a Eurovision legend. One of my favourite singers all round. I was going to give too much away, but I won't. You see what I mean? I'm too excited. I was going to wait for the last day leading up to Eurovision, but I'm like a child. I have no patience. I'll have to play it out a little bit later for you, though. Yep, it's the moment I've been waiting for. Yeah, we get a shout. Don't tell anyone, but we get a shout out from a Eurovision legend. The suspense is killing me. Yes. Well, from Liverpool to Essex, here is a little message from someone quite special.
Hi, everyone. This is Joe Bailey's Drive Time favourite Eurovision song. And this is from 1993. It's from me, Sonia. It's called Better the Devil You Know. Goes something like, Better the Devil You Know Than the Devil You Don't. It's better than thank you to Sonia. Yes, Better the Devil You Know. And yeah, outed my favourite song. Yeah, I mean, I loved her in the 80s as well. So when she did the Eurovision, I can remember getting really excited, to be fair, and thinking, oh, we're going to have such fun with this one. But yeah, that was from 1993, because Ireland hosted the Eurovision yet again. And it was the first time as well we saw the river dance. I mean, I can remember as if it was yesterday. It was a real wow moment, to be fair. Yeah, but it was a two-people contest, really,
between Better the Devil You Know and In Your Eyes with Nima Kavanagh. Yeah, it was a nail biter though, because I remember there was something going on where they thought that they'd finished all the total count and all the points had come in, basically. And they thought that they'd had the total count allocated, but no, there was one missing. It was Malta. And so Ireland was at the top, Great Britain was second with Sonia, obviously. And so then they wait. Oh, it was painstaking. I can still remember that now. They had to wait for the points, but no, she was robbed. Sonia didn't win, came second. It was a brilliant song, though, In Your Eyes by Nima Kavanagh, to be fair, from back in the day. And she was a bank teller or something and asked for an extra day off, my memory recalls me. Right, but I'm usually wrong. As you well know, I'm just rambling on now because I was excited that we got to hear from Sonia. Yeah, she gave Essex a shout from Liverpool.
This is a shout out to my ex.
I want to give a shout out to Billericay Women. Yes, the football club, Essex County FA Cup champions. Billericay have had a brilliant season this year. Last day of the season was yesterday, saw Billericay against Watford at New Lodge. It was a big game for Watford as well, as they had to win to stand any chance of winning the league title. But the Hornets had a little more possession, let's just say, than Billericay. But also, great to hear, just a shout out as well for that. The record number of attendance, 662, which is a massive. Now, it's been a tough schedule for Billericay as well this season, but county's champions, as I must say, and are finishing in the top half. That's number six in tier three. That's massive, right? The highest league position that they've ever had before. It's a huge achievement, and they've learned a great deal this season as well. I am super excited to see what happens in the season of 23 and 24. And the gaffer James Gibson needs a big shout as well. Speaks of developing the culture that he's already sort of instilling, I should say, in the squad and things. You know, and I think the mindset that they have, they will be contenders for the top four at least next season. And the squad and management, they always sort of seem just such a tight-knit group. It feels like a special group to be part of. But with the 3-0 win anyway over Billericay and Oxford United losing to Ipswich Town, it meant that Watford were crowned the FA and National League Southern Premier Division champions. Now, if you're not sure what all that's about, basically the league rules are that only one side can be promoted to the Barclays Women's Championship. So it sort of sets up a real exciting playoff, basically, between the Northern Premier Division champions, which are Nottingham Forest, and the Southern, which is obviously now the Hornets. And it all takes place at the MK Stadium on the 20th of May. But again, a huge shout to everyone at Billericay, and especially the media lot as well. They are smashing it out of the park on all their socials. I think a lot of other clubs will do a lot to learn from them. But a huge shout out to everybody, but everybody that works at New Lodge for going that extra mile. It's made that much of a difference. You are six in tier three, the highest league position you have ever had. So bravo, Billericay women's team. Only one song I can play now.